You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Sylvia LaFair, President of Creative Energy Options, or CEO Inc., a business consulting company. Dr. LaFair, a recognized leadership expert, executive coach, and award-winning author of Don't Bring It to Work, and also Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change, joins us today to share her top tips about the power of pattern breakthrough coaching. Sylvia writes for Inc.com and the National Business Journal and has superheaded the movement for understanding psychological safety at work. Dr. LaFair, always great to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Well, I am so glad to be here, Eric.
And I couldn't thank you enough for your time, and we've been anticipating your visit with us for some time, so thanks once again. Now, let's start here. How did you begin to research the importance of looking at behavior patterns at work?
Well, you know, it was a funny life happening where I took a left-hand turn I didn't expect. I was working as a family therapist and doing personal development programs, and we were doing a program one night for parents whose adolescent kids were driving them bonkers, so the room was packed. And at the end, a man walked over and he said to me, "Will you come work with my senior leadership team?" And I said, "Why?" And he said, "They're fighting." And I said, "So what?" So he said, "But Sylvia, you work with people who have to get along, families, and they have to get along." Well, I hadn't made the connection. I just thought, oh, this sounds like fun. So I went in, and as they say, I taught them to, quote, play nice in the sandbox. But in the process, I saw that it's really the same thing. What we learned in our family is what we bring to work. And we've got to learn to kind of get rid of the things that didn't work in our family so they don't get in the way at work. Make sense?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense. So, Dr. LaFair, lots of companies offer leadership and coaching programs. What sets your organization apart?
Well, we're really working with something that's becoming more and more and more important right now, which is psychological safety. So, you know, we have OSHA and we can worry about how all the physical things where we work are safe. But the psychological safety, I'm not talking about just playing nice and being kind. I'm talking about how to help people on a team succeed. And so where we're different is we help leaders and everybody else understand the powerful system at work, how it resembles our original system, where we grew up. You know, there are bosses like parents, coworkers like siblings. You know, we have salaries like allowances, and we even have timeouts called performance improvement plans. So once we begin to see that, and that when stress gets high, we start to revert to patterns from our childhood, we help people begin to see what is no longer working and help them transform it.
Now, what kind of reception did you get when you first started to coach business folks around breaking old behavior patterns? And is there any data to back up why this is so important?
Well, I'll tell you, I've always tended to be a pioneer. And, you know, it's fun to be on the leading edge. With this, sometimes I think we were on the bleeding edge. I mean, there were plenty of times people said, "Are you out of your mind? There's the door. Leave. This has nothing to do with who I am at home, and it has nothing to do with how I grew up." But little by little, we started to make the inroads. And here's Eric, where it really happens. When stress hits the hot button, that's when we really revert back to patterns that were there for safety. And we had to slowly, slowly help people begin to see that if you have a problem and you solve it, good for you. If you have a problem and it keeps repeating, then you have a pattern, and that's what you have to look at. And that's what we've helped people do. And it's now, you know, 30 years, it's getting easier. people are listening. It's the times have changed, and people really are asking us to help with this now more than ever before.
Certainly interesting. Today we're joined by Dr. Sylvia LaFaire, President of Creative Energy Options, or CEO, Inc., a business consulting company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we are streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Dr. LaFaire, what are the specific behavior patterns that show up at work, and how universal are they?
Well, Eric, we've been fortunate enough to work globally, so I will tell you the patterns are global, and they happen all over. You will find avoiders in every country on the planet, and these are the people who, when it gets tough, they're the gotta-go guys and gals. And they don't want to be involved with the drama, and that's the other one. And that one I have to own myself. I have a card that I keep that says you don't have to be a drama queen anymore. But it came from childhood, and we learn it. So there's, you know, the super achiever, the me person who always has to be first. There's the pleaser who says yes when they're gagging and want to say no, but they won't. And we have the avoiders and the deniers, and we have the victims who are always saying, it's never going to work and it's my problem. These patterns got developed early, and they can be transformed, and they show up at work, period.
Great input and information here on this topic, Dr. LaFaire. Really awesome stuff. Now, how does knowing about your habits and patterns make the workplace psychologically safe, and why does this really matter anyway? And are employees being coddled with all this emotional stuff, and shouldn't we just get our work done and go home? I mean, what's your take on that?
Oh, I only wish we could just get our work done and go home. I wish there was a bucket at the door that said, leave your sob stories, your anger, your upsets, your frustration, your aches and pains, come in, do your job, and go home. Except that's not how it works. So we as human beings need to be able really now to understand collaboration and cooperation in a new way. So learning about this, at first of all, you learn about yourself, and you can take a deep breath and say, I don't have to go into that drama, or I don't have to run away from the issues. And one of the things we do, Eric, is we help people transform the patterns to the positive. And that's where things are wonderful. Why it's needed at work? Because more than ever, we work collaboratively. And that's simply the way it is. And the more we can help each other and listen to each other and not get into the he said, she said, we said, they said conflicts, the more productive we can be, and there's more success at work, and then, of course, more financial benefits. So that's what the difference is, and that's what we're so impassioned about getting out to the workplace these days. And we do have statistics that show that once you learn these patterns, you become a better leader. It stays with you for life. So that's cool.
Awesome stuff here today, Dr. LaFaire. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Creative Energy Options online.
Great. Well, we have a website that's filled with lots of information, and you can even, on the website, take a pattern-aware quiz to find out which patterns, what I call, are sticky. We have 13 of the most common patterns in the workplace, and you can take the quiz and find out which ones have your name on it. And believe me, all of us, you, Eric, and I, all have patterns that have our name on it. So you go to www.ceoptions.com, Charlie Edwards, CEOPTIONS.com. Take the pattern aware quiz, call us. We have coaches available to help you push through it, and we have some great programs that are there for companies and for individuals to take advantage of.
You certainly got the bases covered. Dr. LaFaire, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and I do look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Well, thank you. And just one more thing. If somebody really wants to contact me directly, I love that. It's Sylvia with a Y, S-Y-L-V-I-A, at ceoptions.com. And I look forward to getting questions and thoughts and respond back all the time. So that's another wonderful thing I love to do. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Sylvia LaFaire, president of Creative Energy Options, or CEO Inc., a business consulting company. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ceoptions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.